Did you belong to a temple or a synagogue throughout the years?
Actually, I grew up in Sherwin when I thought my daughter was ready for Sunday school, and she's ready to go to first grade school. She went there for several years. I wasn't at all pleased because it seemed as though at the time all parents, whether it's Orthodox, Reformed, or whatever, decided their children should go to Rosh Hashanah, and as a result, the classes were overcrowded, and there was no semblance of order, let alone learning. And on a trip to Chicago, I had met Rabbi Levinson, who had just taken the pulpit at the newly formed Temple Sinai, and I thought, if my daughter should receive a Jewish education, perhaps if I joined Temple Sinai, which was a small group at the time, she would learn something about Jewish history rather than disciplining classes that she was that were showing, I think. So several years after I joined Rosh Hashanah, I came to Temple Sinai, belonged to Temple Sinai until after Jefferson was married. She was confirmed from there, and Rabbi Nelson, who was son of the professor, performed the test. Incidentally, at the time also, even though, as I say, I all my life was a stressed atheist, I worked at Temple Sinai while I was at Sunday school there when I was married. As I did as older, I felt
when did you become a president of the Conference of Jewish
In 1970, I had taken a year's presidency at the home. Mickey Ratner, who succeeded me, said she wasn't quite ready at the time. So I trained her for a year. And unfortunately, after she took the presidency, she wasn't within chap, and so she just stayed in for a year. But that was the reason that mainly that I took it. It was just to make a chance to get herself accepted to the presidency of the work. And shortly after that, they asked me if I was president of the Jewish Women's Organization, so I served from 71 through 73.
You find that a viable organization?
I thought it was a wonderful presidency. It doesn't have all the obligations that another presidency has, such as fundraising and membership and so on. And you're part of the general community, you know, the Jewish community. You meet many wonderful people, you know, ordinary people. And you're honored by the Jewish organization in such a way that you were supporting it. And it was quite a pleasant experience.
What do you think of Pittsburgh's Jewish life and its place in the general community today?
I think it's wonderful. It's highly over-organized, but as some organizations feel, the means justifies people. And perhaps they're right. I haven't always felt that way. But I think it's a wonderful community for its size, and I think it does more for in most communities. It lies in Pittsburgh, the smallest, however you want to put it. And there are many wonderful leaders in the Jewish community, and I think the Jewish community has a wonderful place in the community at large, and I think it's well respected. And there's more to say, but it's a wonderful Jewish community.
Can you offer any kind of a contrast between the Pittsburgh we see today with Pittsburgh that you saw when you came to Pittsburgh in the 30s?
Socially,
or culturally,
and politically? Sad to say, younger people have and are continuing to move away from Pittsburgh. First it was California, and now they're moving to various towns and cities such as Houston, Dallas, and moving south. And it's quite sad because the community needs young people, and we certainly are losing both the and The big change is that while the Jewish community was concentrated in Squirrelville at the time I came here, the Jewish community was at that place. Yeah. There were a few Jews in Southfield at the time I was here. I had a Jewish community in Southfield. Of course, there were no suburbs at the time. Yeah. East, south, but one suburbia. And of course, the big change that I feel is the change, of course, in ways women feel about themselves today. Unfortunately, not just the organization, but the institutions will suffer, and in the handicap, hired help, which you find more and more, I see, at the home. We have more and more hired staff help. And I'm sure at the hospital they do. And I think it's important for members of the community to know the hospital and the home, because these are the two institutions you can treat. You can belong to all the national organizations in the world, but here in the hospital and in the home, you see your money at work, your efforts at work. And to me, that's much more interesting than supporting something very big and far away, although certainly all those causes are most important, particularly the Israel and the Jewish Federation and so on, and the bonds that they sell. But still, these are local institutions, and I think they're put in the right perspective as far as the community is concerned. I know that most people in the community ignore the home completely until they find a need for the home or for Riverview. And then, of course, they become very vocal. But to me, that local institutions should receive their share of the other than that, as I said, the institutions are suffering because women feel that careers are important today, and rightfully so. I think that women should continue to treat people right, and they should receive their fair amount of revenue, just as the men do for the same job. And I think they should have all the facilities at their disposal to become clear women if they want to, that they choose to be out of wives, that they choose to be organizational design. But the choice should be there.
How do you view your own accomplishments and successes or failures over the years?
Well, I feel that anything that I may have done, I've done more for myself than I have for anyone else, because anything you do is towards an education. That's number one. You come in contact with many people who open avenues you've never thought of yourself. I think it's has been a very rewarding experience.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this interview? You'd like to tell us that we possibly missed any questions?
If I have, I'll think of it later.
just one other question that comes to my mind. How do you see the role of the volunteer these days?
The volunteer is still a very important person, because there is nothing in this world as important to one who must reside in an institution, whether she or he is old or ill or for whatever reason. The personal touch that a volunteer has, there is no comparison between a paid worker, because, excuse me.
We were just finishing up here, and you were mentioning to me your feelings about the role of the volunteer being so significant.
The person who is being served knows that the volunteer is there because he or she wants to be there, not because he's working for, or he's working for money. Therefore, a volunteer is much more important to the individual than the work being in. That is why I feel that is the most important thing. I feel that the vanishing volunteer, that story, I think neighborhood.
Do you see yourself continuing at this point to play a part in community life?
Yes, and for my own good as well as there, because if I have nothing, this is a very bad time of life for a woman to be idle. I think more illnesses, both mentally and physically, I appear to those who have nothing to do with this kind of stuff. I like to play bridge, but I can't see a person devoting her life to cars. And I see them getting around here in the apartment to play day and night. I think it's just wasting away a life and not doing something for someone else. And as I said before, by doing something for somebody else, you're doing something more important to yourself.
Excuse me.
What's that? There are friends of mine who see idle with nothing, who get up in the morning with nothing particularly in mind other than perhaps shopping, going to town, buying clothes, things of that sort, and it's a very wasteful. And to me, that's been wasting life.
You obviously haven't wasted your life.
It's bad enough to, I mean, for my own good. Than anyone else.
I think that brings an end to the interview, unless there's any other questions. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.